anyone but him. When I heard about the church's Light the World Christmas initiative and the worldwide day of service, I thought, what a nice idea. I'm going to do it. A couple of days before the worldwide day of service on December 1st, a thought popped into my mind of whom I needed to help. Immediately, I thought, anyone but him. This person had hurt me deeply for many years, but the more his name nagged at me, the more I knew that the thought had come from the Spirit. I told my husband what I was thinking, and he said that serving this man would be good for me. Still, I felt extremely nervous at the thought of helping him. I knew I couldn't do this on my own, so I prayed for strength and for someone to go with me. Eventually, I called the sister missionaries, and they agreed to go with me. December 1st came, and I was so nervous that I felt shaky while I drove. We prayed together when we got to the apartment. I took a few deep breaths and knocked on the door. The man opened the door, but he didn't seem to recognize me. I asked if he knew who I was. He thought I was just one of the sister missionaries. When I told him who I was, he was surprised but pleased that I had come to see him. An awkward moment arose when I told him that it was a worldwide day of service and we wanted to help him in any way we could. I delegated jobs to the missionaries, and we went to work cleaning his apartment. After a couple of hours, we finished and left. It wasn't until I was driving home that I realized I was laughing and happy. Then it hit me like a ton of bricks. Heavenly Father had taken away all of my hurt, pain, bitterness, and grief. It was gone. And I was free from all the anguish I had carried for so many years. Heavenly Father had blessed me with the strength to finally forgive this person. It was marvelous how light my heart felt. I am so grateful that I followed the prompting to help this man. My loving Heavenly Father knew I needed to have this experience so I could grow and become more of the person He wants me to be. Marcia Lang, Pennsylvania, USA. End of the article, Anyone But Him, read by Holly Anderson.